Hey love, Ashley Han here, online branding and marketing strategist, entrepreneur, author, and coach, and welcome to a brand new special exclusive series of my show called Female on Fire, where I am taking you behind the scenes with incredible, powerful, successful, sexy, radiant females on fire. From spine-tingling pain to power stories, real and raw girl talk, to actionable tools and frameworks that you can use and apply in your own life, it is my intention that as you listen to each of these episodes, you will feel a spark light up inside of you and walk away feeling on fire and radiate that beautiful, unique, powerful flame out into the world. Let's dive in.
I've got a very special guest and a juicy episode for you ladies today. Bibi is a love, sex, and relationship coach, specifically around holistic sexuality and conscious self-pleasure, conscious lovemaking. She has presented her trailblazing, disruptive approach to sexuality, energetic lovemaking, throughout the world. She is a renowned speaker and she is a taboo crushing woman who really has created such an intentional space for conscious conversation around the exploration of sexuality and sensuality. What I love about Bibi is she is super inspirational and at the same time very practical. She gives you tactical, practical ways to really start integrating and implementing what you learn. So even in this episode, stay to listen to the very end because trust me, it's all amazing. You're going to be taking so many notes. I took so many notes as I was interviewing her on this episode. And towards the end, she gives you practical ways to get started in your own conscious, sacred sexuality, self-pleasure, and energetic lovemaking practice. So make sure that you take a lot of notes and get ready for an amazing episode that I'm sure will activate many different parts of your being as you're listening to it. I'm so excited. Without further ado, let's dive in. I've got my sister, Bibi, on the show today. I am so, so excited for this juicy conversation we're about to have. Everything's juicy with Bibi. So Bibi, thank you so much, love, for coming on the show today.
Oh, it's such an honor. You know, Ashley, that I love you so much and you inspire me so much. And I just love to co-create with badass woman as yourself. So my pleasure.
Awesome. Yeah. And I know personally through, you know, my audience, my clients, this is such a topic I'm so excited to dive into with you. I didn't even tell you this before we hit record. One of my diamond clients just signed up for one of your courses, by the way. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I told her a lot of my clients do, they have questions about like, I really want to create more sexual connection with myself and actually like consciously like activate my sexuality. And I'm like, I know exactly who to point you to. I know exactly where to send you, sister. And so I'm just so excited because now that we're having you, like you, by the way, guys, Bibi has come to my retreats and led powerful sessions. Bibi is one of Gerard and I's dear, dear, dear friends and has supported us in so many ways. We're forever grateful to her. And she's an incredibly powerful speaker. And what she speaks about is something that it's so awesome that you're giving voice to this topic, Bibi, because as we know, it's very taboo. And the more we can create consciousness around it, the more we can create powerful awakenings through it. And I know you yourself have experienced so much and helped clients experience so many beautiful awakenings through their sexuality. So I really wanted to start there, actually. I would love for you to share a little with the audience, with the ladies listening, your own sexual awakening and how that came to be for you. I know the story, but I'm excited for you to share it with them.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, I share this story a lot, but it still remains so relevant. And I know so many people resonate with that. And I grew up in communism and I wanted to have a career that is going to allow me to earn money and travel and be free. And I chose finance and banking. I used to work in corporate world doing exactly that for 15 years. And everything was fine. I kind of fit in all the boxes that our society defines as successful, right? I had great salary. I traveled around the world. I had a managerial position, et cetera, et cetera. But I was never fulfilled. That was really never something that I was happy about. And this whole industry really, if you look for the back door, it's not necessarily having our best interests in mind. And it was really energy draining. And at the same time, it was a golden cage and it was not easy to leave that. Mm-hmm. So it took a mini crisis. And I would say my own personal version of a midlife crisis to really leave that golden cage. And I ask myself, okay, this is not what I want to do. And I know I don't want to be going to the office 9 to 5 or more like 9 to 8. I don't want to be working for someone that I really don't believe is doing good in this world and so on and so on. But it's like, what is that I want? And that was quite an overwhelming question. And when I embarked on that personal quest, personal growth journey, however you want to call it, I was okay. I'm over 30. And I'm just going to ask all these questions. I'm going to reinvent myself. And I am going to look for what makes my heart sing, what fulfills my soul. Mm-hmm. And it took a few years. So I'm just warning everyone who is on a similar journey. It has not been always roses and always easy. There was a lot of confusion. There was a lot of projects that didn't come out. But on the journey, I tried different modalities. Is it medicinal plants, Vipassana, landmark type of course, et cetera, et cetera. And I ended on one of the workshops and my sexual energy awakened. In that workshop, the teacher referred to that as experiencing a full body orgasm. What's so powerful about that once that energy kind of turns on, it remains turned on. So I didn't even know exactly what happened, but my next sexual encounter involved the energy moving, involved full body orgasm, involved hours of just floating in another dimension. And that is what I kind of refer to as my sexual awakening. Mm-hmm. And my first question back then was, why the hell no one told me about this? And long story short, this is what became my life mission. And this is my purpose, my passion to share it. And especially with women, not only with women, but especially with women, because 5 years of patriarchy resulted in sexuality really, really suppressed for us. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm not going to go further that. But in my own life, everything has changed from that very moment. It's kind of like I woke up. It's something turned on in me. I got my mojo back. I got my energy back. I became more confident. I became more bold. I became more creative. And from there, literally, my life trajectory completely changed. So it is what I realized, that it's not just about full body orgasms and it's not just about having great sex. It's just so much more. This is our essence, especially for us women. We are not supposed to be in our heads all the time. Mm-hmm. We want to connect again, you know, you can call it pussy power. Sounds a little cliche, but at the end of the day, once we connect to this part of our body, we really become limitless.
Yeah. Yeah. And so many of us women are so disconnected from that. I can speak for myself. Like I am, and I joke about this a lot in a lot of my content, and all my clients know this, is I am by nature an analyzer, which means I can stay a lot in my head, you know, mm-hmm. And many times I've heard you speak on this topic, Bibi, and I've heard you talk a lot about the importance and really what your mission is to support women and men dropping from head to heart into body, right? And to really dropping that energy and like really feeling that energy flow through your body and creating that mind-body connection. And that spoke to me so much when I first heard you talk about that, because it's like, that is my practice for everything. And I had never really applied it to sexuality. I'd never thought about it that way. And it was so powerful when you said that. And I was like, whoa, like, wait a minute. This is a whole new way to view like self-pleasure, sexuality. And so that really is my next question to you. I love hearing you talk about this, mm-hmm. really how you view sexuality and specifically self-pleasure. Like how, like if you could just speak to the audience about how you perceive it, how you look at it, because I feel that our perspective on it is so limited.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, if you really look at that, the act of sex is the most sacred, most divine union, thanks to which a new life is born, right? What more powerful, what more divine, what more godly can exist on this planet than that act, right? Mm. So it is so sad that we kind of made it into something that is sinful, that is shameful, that is, you know, not allowed till you're married or whatever goes on, right? But for me, it is the most, for me, sex is prayer. For me, sex is meditation. For me, sex is a ritual. For me, sex is connection, soul connection with a partner. So it is really so beautiful, so divine, so powerful, right? So I want to start with that. Now, it is very interesting what we also have done with self-pleasure, right? Because if you really look at that, we outsourcing pleasure in every possible way in our society. From, I always talk about, you know, processed food, sugar, alcohol, cigarettes, TV shows, compulsive traveling, overconsumption, shopping, et cetera, to just feel that, you know, pleasure, to feel that momentary happiness, right? Yet, using our own bodies to feel pleasure, and let's be honest with this, for example, for us women, the clitoris, the only reason it is there is to give us pleasure. There is no other reason that part of our body exists. And touching this part of our body is shameful, right? Not only it is our own, not only it is actually healing, it is actually nurturing, healthy, has no side effect, is at our disposal at any time, but we condemned it in our society as something that is less off, right? Mm-hmm. I have so many women coming to me in my courses that still struggle, though we live in this theoretically liberated, open society. And I'm not even talking about my clients from Middle East or my clients from Asia, but even clients from US or Mexico, right? So many women still think that it is there's something wrong with self-pleasuring. So that is such a, again, powerful journey to change that narrative. And yeah, let's be honest about it. Nowadays, when, especially in the pandemic, where I supported women around the world during my online courses who were in lockdowns, who didn't see anyone, forget about even dating, right? They couldn't even see friends. They were alone at home if they were single. And tapping into the sacred ritual of self-pleasure was life-changing for them.
Yeah.
And for me also, because you really reclaim, we are sexually sovereign being. And pleasure is ours. We are orgasmic human beings, okay? So really also, for us women, we were taught that we need a man. We need to be married. We need a man to be whole. We need a man to experience pleasure. No, that's not true. We can be whole by ourselves, and we can also experience pleasure without a partner. And yeah, I'm not saying you have to give up the partner. You can absolutely still want him. You can desire him, but you don't need him. You are a sexually sovereign being. And I think this is so empowering for us women to reclaim. And it is with our bodies. Again, we gave away the power to, you know, to plastic surgeons, to social media, to men to judge. No, our body is there for us, right? And so it's in so many levels that is so important to reclaim that that self sacred self pleasure practice and
yeah.
sexuality.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. I took lots of notes on what you were saying. It's, oh, I love it. It's such an expansive view. And I love how you said it's healing. You know, it's really honoring. It's honoring our bodies. It's honoring our very nature. And it is, as you said, it's our birthright. You know, like really hear that, ladies. Like it is your birthright to create and experience pleasure. And you can reclaim your sexual sovereignty. And that's, you know, that's really what Bibi is such a huge stand for in this world. And she's helped so many women reclaim that. And I would love to actually talk a little bit about, more about, because we started to tap into it, is really, we talked about perspective of sex, of self-pleasure. What about like the, like, what can we actually benefit from in doing this? Like in reclaiming our sexual sovereignty, how can we use sex and sexual energy? I've heard you talk a lot about this. Like there's so many ways, ladies, I'm telling you, there's so many ways that we can use our sexual energy that I promise you, you have not thought of. Bibi has. So I'd love for you to kind of dive into that a little bit as well, if you're open to that.
Absolutely. And you know, when I work with so many women, and I actually was writing a post about it yesterday, and often we think we're so unique in our problems and we can almost feel like we're alone. Yeah. And many women cannot even share those topics with, but actually we share so many of the challenges. Most of the challenges that women share, that they're insecure about their bodies, especially about their breasts, that they're not really fully expressed in sexually, that they're not experiencing orgasms easily, and that they don't truly own their desire, and especially they don't communicate easily the desires to the partners. They often let the partners take the lead, although it's not going exactly the direction they want. So these are some of the most common challenges that women come to me with. And if you really look at that, that sacred self-pleasure ritual can help with addressing so many of them. And I see, I love that you use the word self-honor practice. I actually, one of my guided self-pleasure audios, it's called self-honor. Mm. So why is it so important to have that healthy sacred self-pleasure practice? Because number one, the touch, conscious touch, can be so healing. And we can touch ourselves the way we want our partners to touch. We can touch with awareness, with love, with compassion, different parts of our body. So let's start with just that. Number two, exploring your own body will allow you to really tap into what is most pleasurable for you. What kind of touch do you like? Where do you want to be touched? In what way, right? And then for us women, most of us never really looked into our vaginas. Most of us never looked how it looked inside of there, right? We never took a mirror and look what is inside. We don't really understand the anatomy even, right? Most women don't even know where their G-spot is. And I always ask, if you don't know where your G-spot is, how do you want your partner to know? So it is so important for us to explore our own body so we can really know what is our anatomy, what gives us more pleasure, so then we can also guide our partners. Right? So that's another part. Self-pleasure practice is such a powerful practice to rewire our narrative. So we all know from an age to 1 to 7, we form different defense mechanisms. There are certain neuropaths that are created in our primal brain that later on are not so easy to change, right? Because we often try to change it from the analytical mind, but what sits in our primal brain doesn't speak words, right? And self-pleasure practice can be such a powerful tool to create new neuropath connections. So let's say, if you were caught masturbating when you were young and your parents really shamed you and you associated self-pleasure with danger, a sacred self-pleasure practice where you will be slowly, consciously self-pleasuring yourself and assuring yourself self-pleasure is safe. I am safe. It is nurturing. It is healthy. you can create those new neuropaths when your brain will associate pleasure with safety, right? Mm. So it's a powerful way for the body to create a new narrative, okay? Then another thing that I love, you can use sexual energy for manifestation, right? And I love because manifestation is such a powerful practice and it became so popular. Adding sexual energy to it, because let's be honest, once you go into higher orgasmic states, you are in higher states of awareness. You are vibrating on that high frequency. And it's kind of, if any of the listeners follow Joe Dispenza,
yeah,
I like to kind of, you know, essentially what Joe Dispenza is, he also, what he does, he also moves sexual energy, right? He tells us to squeeze our pelvic floor, lower abdomen, right? And move the energy up, right? So it's kind of combining that. We can use that sexual energy. We can move it up to our pineal gland, shoot it to the universe and use it for healing, for manifesting what you want, for creating a new life, right? So these are just some of the things, some of the secret tricks where you can apply conscious self-pleasure.
Yeah. And I actually, I remember you speaking about that before, because yeah, I've done some Dr. Joe Dispenza meditations. And it, yeah, he says, you know, squeeze your perineum and squeeze and bring the energy, you know, he's having you bring it up. And any of you listening, you know exactly what I'm talking about if you listen to any of his meditations or gone to any of his workshops or anything like that. It's the same thing. And yeah. And
a lot of people have full body orgasms on his retreats. So
yeah, I've heard about that as well. Yeah. And also there's a book, you probably have read it, Bibi. I'm pretty sure it's, what, say it again?
Becoming Supernatural by Joe Dispenza, or you meant
that? No, this is the Mary Magdalene Revealed.
Yeah, I didn't read the book, yes, but I know. Okay.
Uh-huh. He talks about the serpent energy.
Beautiful, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So often we will refer to it as a Shakti, as a serpent, yeah, as a kind of this snaky type of energy that goes up along the channel that is along our spine. So yes.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. So I read that and I remember I was starting to read that book and it reminded me a lot of what you teach. And then I was like, I got all excited. I'm like, I want to wait to read this with Gerard, because it got me all excited to really tap into this and try it. I've heard you talk about, you know, full body orgasm, which is what I feel like a lot of people have heard the term full body orgasm. I like the way that you describe it and how that experience is. Could you talk just a little bit on that as well?
So let's be honest about that. And I, again, talk a lot about that the main source of education in our society is pornography. And it is a limited view on sexuality because it is done by men for men to get quick results, right? And it is a very masculine view on sexuality, when there is a lot of doing, there is a lot of friction, action, and there is a certain goal, which is a climax orgasm, and we are just, you know, chasing the goal, right? Now, that action and that friction cause that we mainly experience pleasure in our genitals area. And mm-hmm. because we are doing it so fast, because that friction also creates tension, because we're not really fully breathing, we are quite tense actually, if you observe that energy mostly stays within genitals area and never moves. Now, we kind of, you know, we're fast and furious. Let's be honest about it. The average time of penetration in our society, again, there are different research gives different numbers, but the one that I came across the most was around 3 to 4 minutes, right? So it's really a short time and we're running fast from 1 to 10, chasing that climax, that peak orgasm. Mm-hmm. So that energy doesn't have a chance to really start moving around our body. And we don't even have a chance to truly perceive it or help with that process. So once we learn how to practice a little more holistics, energetic lovemaking, we first of all are going to put away the goal of having an orgasm or a peak orgasm. So that alone is actually so powerful. Observe what happens, all of the listeners, when you make love and decide, okay, today we're not going to have a peak orgasm. We're not going to have that climax. See how creative you're going to become. See what happens, okay? Because then you're really going to start exploring. Then we're going to slow down. Then we're going to breathe. Conscious breathing, so we allow the body to relax, we allow that energy to move, so it's going to spread, and it's not just going to sit in the genitals, but it can move all over your body, right? That's why we call it a full body orgasm. And then really you can experience orgasm in different parts of your body. I definitely experienced a neck gasm, I experienced heart gasm, breast gasms, right? So beautiful and so nurturing and so healing when that energy can really penetrate your entire body, your entire being, not just limited to the genitals.
Yeah. Again, this is like beautiful. Like you really expanded it because there are so many types of orgasms. You just named quite a few. And you know, I love, and I just want to underline and highlight what you said about putting away that goal of the orgasm and like that, you know what I mean? Because even like as women, I can just speak from a female perspective now is I've felt that pressure and it's almost like, you know what I mean? Like we'll put this pressure, like, okay, I need to orgasm. Like I need to, you know, and it's like this pressure and it takes you actually out, it takes you out of your body and puts you in your head the whole time, you know? And also it is a very it's a masculine way to do it. I totally see that because that's our masculine, right? Our masculine is goal orientated, you know, results driven and like very much about that versus if we're able to just surrender that, right? And allow ourselves to tap into our feminine, which is creativity, which is desire and like expression, all those things and sensuality. There's so much magic for us to experience in that.
And you know, another thing that pornography does is that it just shows the act of sex is always the same. There's always fireworks at the end, but let's be honest, you know, we women are, we are cyclical, right? So every time of the month, we feel different in our body. We have a different level of arousal. We are in a different mood. There are different emotions going through us, right? So one day it will be more a crygasm. Another day it will be more ecstatic and wild and primal. And if you exactly what you mentioned, Ashley, if we actually surrender, and this is the number one key ingredient for us women to experience truly orgasmic states, and then allow that energy to move through us, take us places, and allow ourselves to cry, allow ourselves to laugh, allow ourselves to scream, we can then really experience the depth of sexuality and also the healing modality of that sexual energy.
That's so good. I just wrote that down.
And I'm going to just add one fun thing to this, because I have so many men that I work with and they tell me, I am such a great lover. And I ask, how come is that? And he says, I always have my partner come first before I come. So I always ask you, do you realize what you are actually doing? You are pressuring a woman to have an orgasm before you have an orgasm. So just that pressure of having to have an orgasm. And let's be honest, the statistics say that more than 50% of women do not experience orgasm through penetration. So what choices does she have in that case? She will either fake it or she can, you know, say that she's not going to orgasm. But sadly, because we don't have awareness around the topic, we don't have language to consciously give feedback to our partners, most often than not, it will end up in hurting men's ego. So
that's why it's so beautiful having that conscious, you know, first creating that with yourself, of course, and then in your partnership as well, you know, creating that opening to have that conscious communication is such a beautiful opportunity. And it just takes one of you to be courageous enough to open that, you know, and, you know, I invite and really encourage you ladies listening, you know, as you're deepening this connection and this awareness and consciousness within yourself and your own sexual pleasure, I invite you to be that, you know, be that person that, that opens that, you know, that gateway for so much magic to happen between you and your partner. Those of you who are in relationship listening.
Yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And questions. Exactly. Like, I've heard you talk about questions to ask.
Yeah. You can even ask, hey, are we happy with where our sexual life is at the moment? Is there, you know, can we explore something different? Is there anything we can do differently? Is there anything we want to learn or explore?
Are yeah.
we that? So yeah. You know, just like open-end questions for both partners to reflect on and start that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And starting with you. Questions to yourself first. Truly often do we take the time to even do that? You know what I mean? It's like such a beautiful opportunity. And then yes, and then taking that to your partnership. That's it's so beautiful. And yeah, I also I'd love to dive into a little bit of the how. Mm-hmm. As I know you have, and I'm sure my listeners are like, okay, like how do I even get started with this? Like, where do I start? That's the question I get the most. It's like, yeah. How do I start? So I'd love for you to speak into that next, Phoebe.
So you know what? I'm going to answer this the following way. Probably most of your listeners practice yoga, right? So I am going to say, bring yoga to bed. Bring your yoga practice to your self-pleasure and to your lovemaking. And what do I mean by that? Let's look at all the tools that we use in yoga. Okay, number one, there's actually an intention, right? We go to a space, we all go to a yoga studio, we create a space in our calendar, and we physically show up to usually a space that is sacred, right? There will be some kind of Buddha, candles, beautiful music in your yoga class. Let's bring the same principles to our self-pleasure and lovemaking. Let's create a space in the calendar. And I am a big opponent of scheduling self-pleasure and lovemaking practices because in our busy society, otherwise it's just always going to be pushed at the end of the priority list. So doing that first. Now, setting up a space, similar like we do with yoga, right? We put a beautiful music on, we put incenses, we light up a candle, same here. Okay, now next element, we are going to start our practice with really tuning in. We're gonna sit, pause. Okay, what do I want for this practice today, right? What's my intention for the practice? Where am I? How am I feeling? Just taking a few breaths, closing your eyes, checking in with your body. Now, few elements that we use in yoga. Number one, we are going to bring the breath, the pranayama. So we are going to start breathing consciously. And you have two options. You can breathe in through the nose, which probably if you're a beginner, might be better. It's more soothing, more relaxing. Once you get a little bit more familiar, and especially if you practice breathwork before, you can breathe in through the mouth and always exhaling through the mouth. So that's a little different, Ujjayi breath. We close our mouth here. We're going to be opening our mouth and also making a sound, right? So pranayama. We're going to do longer inhales, longer exhales, and we're really going to stay aware with the breath for the entire practice, okay? Now, another thing that we use in yoga are our mula bandhas. Right? So let's bring the practice of locking our mula bandhas into self-pleasure as well. And you're going to be squeezing your pelvic floor, squeezing your Kegel muscles, however you name it, basically a muscle that stops you from urination. And we can just squeeze and release. We call it energy pump in Tantra. So it's going to bring more awareness to this part of your body. It's going to start building up a little bit of energy. Then you can, of course, use jade egg, or you can use other holistic tools like crystal wands. But just even with a little bit of squeezing, you're going to build up a little bit more of energy there. Okay. Another thing we're going to bring in is meditation. So observing your thoughts. Where are your thoughts during self-pleasure and lovemaking? Are you thinking about to-do lists? Are you having sexual fantasies with, you know, other partners, or are you really present in your body? And I'm always going to say, you're going to bring Vipassana meditation, which is you're going to really anchor your awareness on sensations in your body. And it's easiest to do when you're going to focus on a place that you are touching. So let's say if you're self-pleasuring, if you are massaging your breasts, you really want to be fully present in every sensation in your breasts. If you are going to be stroking your vulva, all your awareness is going to go there. What am I feeling there? Is it pleasurable or not? Is it cold? Is it tingling? Is it whatever it is, every subtle sensation. And you're going to observe your monkey mind and come back to that sensation in a place of contact, in a place of touch. Okay. And opening our hearts, another one. So it's interesting enough, and something that you mentioned at the beginning, right? That so many of us practice mindfulness, practice yoga, and somehow we don't put it together with sexuality. And I even recently had a man who came to me, wow, it's been 2-3 years that I've been doing all the mindfulness practices, et cetera, et cetera. And I just realized that when it comes to sex, I'm still getting drunk with girls in a bar and then bringing them home. And I am not putting, and it's really low frequency, and I'm not putting any of those principles when it comes to my sex life. So Tantra is a new yoga. So simply starting with all those tools that you ladies already practice in your yoga class. Again, Kundalini yoga is great for that because it works a lot with the Kundalini energy, with Mula Bandhas, with pulling the energy up. And then I'm just going to add a few more things to this. Go really slow. Observe where you are in terms of your arousal level from 1 to 10. 1, you're not having you're not aroused at all. 10, you're having an orgasm, and you're going to ride the wave. So you're not going to run from 1 to 10. You're going to increase. You're going to observe where you're at. Okay, I'm at 3. Okay, I'm at 7. You're going to pause. Keep on breathing, squeezing, exhaling, moving your body. We can a bit of movement that's going to help the energy to move around the body as well. And then again, come back to stimulation. Bring yourself back to a 7, 8, and then slow it down again. And if you can, play with that for an hour. I have some beautiful playlists on my Spotify. One is called Pussy Portal. So you can just play and ride the wave, ride the dragon for the time of the playlist and see what happens, without trying to chase an orgasm, but with giving yourself time, with doing things differently, with touching yourself the way you haven't done it before, with consciously staying with your breath, being present with a touch. How does that sound?
That's amazing. I just took a ton of notes. I'm sure you did too, ladies. So, I mean, I love this because this gives them so much to play with coming out of this episode. You know, there, of course, there are so many layers to this, ladies. I'm sure you're seeing that already, and which is beautiful. That's so exciting, right? And you can get started right away. And if you want to go deeper into layers, then of course, you know who to go to, Ms. Bibi. But I wanted to also underline something that you said, and well, you alluded to it multiple times, which is this importance of really activating your senses, ladies, because I heard Bibi as she was expressing all of that, and she's talking about, you know, touch, she's talking about the breath, she's talking about sound, not just sound that you're hearing, the music, which is part of setting up the experience, you know, the environment around you, but also your sound, you know, because that's vibration, you know, sound is vibration. So activating sound. And then she talked about movement, you know, rotating your hips and moving your body. Like there's so many pieces of your sensual self that you can really activate during your pleasure practice. So I wanted to just highlight that because I do think that piece is so important, especially for women who are like laying there like,
And why are senses so important? Because senses are happening in the present moment, right? So when we are in our mind, we are either in the past or in the future, and we really want to drop in into the present moment. The easiest way to do it is to anchor your awareness in the senses, because sensations in the body are happening in the present moment, yeah. Right? So that one, and I actually wanted to come back to the closure of the ritual, coming back to this comparison or reference to yoga, right? After we have done our practice, we're going to consciously close the practice, right? We want to honor our body. We want to thank our body for whatever it took us on the journey. We want to drop in. We want to observe what has, how are we feeling afterwards? What has shifted? What has been different? What we enjoyed the most out of the things that we've done differently? What worked? What do we want more of in the future? And I am going to even invite you to journal. Because once you have been riding that wave for an hour, ladies, that energy of creation is also the creative energy. So one of my favorite practices, I always say, is meditate, masturbate, create. So I do have a pen and paper next to me, and I write down the ideas. Even throughout the practice, I pause and write them down. But I invite you to journal, and I invite you to observe how your creative energy will be really free-flowing in abundance.
Beautiful. I love that. Okay, great. I'm just going to recap for the ladies because I know that was a lot. great. So good.
Analytical Ashley comes in.
Like recap time. Okay. So first and foremost, just starting off at the very top, I love what you said. So important. Create that space in your calendar, babes. Create that space. I know Bibi does her sensual Sundays. I think that's what you call it, right? Sensual Sundays. You know, create, schedule yourself pleasure. I love that. It's so simple and so important because Bibi was absolutely right. We just say, oh, we're going to do it. Then tomorrow's there. And then you don't, then tomorrow. And then a week goes by and then life gets lifey and all the things happen. So create the space in your calendar. Secondly, setting up the space once you're there, right? Setting up your environment, music, incense, candles, etc. Create a beautiful environment for yourself to really be able to drop in just like you would, like you experience at many yoga classes you go to. Thirdly is checking in, setting your intention, super powerful. Then adding in the conscious breath, conscious breathing with sound and the audible exhale and the pranayama and really just creating that like vibration through your body and getting consciously aware of your breath and bringing yourself into your body. And then squeezing your pelvic floor, like what you said, like activating that and squeezing and releasing and squeezing and releasing to, again, draw attention, draw awareness there. You talked about then meditation, observing your thoughts during self-pleasure and lovemaking. So that, you know, coming back from the monkey mind and coming back into touch and anchoring your awareness on the places that you're touching on your body, opening your heart, which is another part of, you know, yoga. You tied in a lot of these parallels with yoga, which is really cool. And going slow, observing where you're at, your arousal level from 1 to 10. I know, Bibi calls this riding the wave and not running, not sprinting to that goal, you know, the 1 to 10, okay, climax. That's again, that goal-oriented way of doing it, which we're now more into the this is you practicing feminine holistic self-pleasure. So, you know, really going slow and riding that wave and playing with it. Bibi recommends an hour for this. So really just explore and practice it. And then finally, consciously closing your practice, your self-pleasure practice, you know, and what worked, what didn't work, honoring what showed up for you, honoring what you created and exploring any creative energy that came through. Cause I'm sure it will, because again, remember, you're literally moving energy through this practice, through your entire chakra system, through your body. You're literally creating this like clear channel vessel for these creative, amazing ideas to come through as you're in this practice. So journaling afterward, I love that recommendation. I'm a journaler. I'm sure if you're listening, me and you got to be a little bit alike. And I'm sure I got many journalers listening right now. Journal afterwards, see what came through and see what creative ideas you get to explore from that experience. So did I catch everything?
Actually, you are on point.
Okay, great.
You've done an amazing job. Yeah, beautiful. So ladies, you really have a lot to work with. No excuses. You don't have to be taking any other course or waiting for something to happen. You can really start applying all this. Hopefully tonight, whenever you're listening.
Yes. Okay, so that was so beautiful. I loved how we just flowed with that. I knew we would, Phoebe, because of course. And I'd love for you also to share, for those of you ladies who either right now you're like, okay, I really want to go deeper in these layers, or for those of you who, as Phoebe said, go into and practice this tonight or whenever you practice it, and then you come out of it and you're like, oh, I really would like to explore the rest of these layers and go deeper in my practice and be guided. Phoebe, where can they go to find you, to like find your stuff? If you could share that information, I'll be sure to put it in the show notes as well, so that those ladies that are interested in diving deeper with you can.
Yes. So I mostly work online now, not only, but mostly, especially, you know, your listeners are all over the world. So you can follow me on Instagram. That's my favorite way. Planet Bibi. I have a very complicated Polish name, so I just made life easier for everyone. And it's Planet Bibi. You can also go from there to my website, which has my complicated Polish name in it. There are different courses. You can purchase one that is called Orgasmic Embrace, which is a self-paced course and anytime. And it's really about reclaiming our breasts and the powerful portal to the feminine divine that they are. And it's a 5-module course, really beautiful, really powerful, with so many different practices. Now, my kind of main deepest container is called Ladder to Bliss, and that's 10 weeks group mentorship for women, and we really cover everything. That's why it's 10 weeks, so we allow ourselves to drop deeper. And I run this group live twice a year, in fall and spring. So again, once you follow me, you will have the announcements. And I also am mainly based in Tulum as of now, so you can also find me on Tuesdays giving like a short little talk in the Nomade Hotel.
Oh yeah. Phoebe is the queen of Tulum. I'll put all of that in the show notes for you ladies to make it easy. I'll put Phoebe's Instagram handle. And as always, remember, if something really hit as you're listening to this episode, please do screenshot, post to your story, tag us so we can repost our stories as well. We love that sort of stuff. And then also I'll put Phoebe's website as well. I'm sure you have your resources there as well. Yeah. So I'll be sure to put all that info in the show notes for you ladies. And I'm so excited. This is,
you know, I guess I just want to close it with one thing. For all the ladies who are going to try the practice that we describe, just be open for different things coming up. For some of you, sadness might come up. For some of you, numbness might come up, tears, resentment. For some of you, it will be more ecstatic and orgasmic. Again, we women are cyclical, depending on where you are in your cycle, depending on your conditioning, on your upbringing, of your history of potential sexual abuse, etc., etc. Be loving, compassionate, and slow, and really accepting whatever is coming, going slow. And remember, it's all a practice. So yeah, we are all in our own journey in different place. So everyone responds to this differently. So ladies, no goal here, just really being receptive and surrender to where that experience will take you.
Yeah, thank you for adding that, Phoebe. I think that was very intuitively guided that you just had that to add that in here, because there really is no right or wrong way. Okay, ladies. So I know my fellow analyzers, we can get in that. Am I doing it right? Am I doing it right? And getting obsessed with that. It's not about that. This is about your practice. And if you do practice yoga, you know that a lot of yoga teachers say that in the beginning, right? It's your practice. Like if you know, everyone's doing downward dog and you want to be, you know, in Shavasana, you can honor that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So just allow it to be yours and know that there's no right or wrong way. And you know what I mean? Cause that's what's going to open you up. If you're in the space of like judgment and needing it to be right or wrong, you're going to be in a space of contraction, right? Versus expansion, which is what we get to create in our practice. So,
and it's also important to say that for so many of us, some of the emotions that start to show up at the beginning are sadness and resentment and anger, because mm-hmm. we realize that our sexuality has been suppressed for so mm-hmm. long, that we realize that we weren't taught this. We realize that we not necessarily honored our body. We didn't honor our vagina, allowed partners who shouldn't be allowed inside. And that feeling of, discomfort or sadness is absolutely normal, especially in the beginning. So I am asking you for a lot of love and compassion, ladies, for whatever will come up.
Yeah, whatever comes up is meant to be loved by you. Mm. That part of you deserves more love, not less. Mm-hmm. So beautiful. Thank you for that, Bibi. That was really great. And I just want to add this last thing. For any of you ladies considering taking like any of Bibi's courses or programs, one thing that I will say about Bibi is she's super like she goes wherever she needs to go. And she's very raw and she's very in it with you. Like this isn't like some course where you're sitting, you know, there is so much in like interaction, even it being virtual. And there's so much that Bibi is willing to actually vulnerably show and share about herself and everything else that just makes the journey even that much more special and powerful. So I just want to throw that in there because I know that about you, and I can say that that's not the case for a lot of programs out there and courses. And I know that to be true about Bibi and the way that she teaches. She really has no shame in her game at all. So it really, really shows in your work.
Yeah, it's totally true. And there are some instructional videos that were, yeah, pretty bold for me. But again, you know, I am of service and I ask myself, what is the intention behind it? And that intention feels right and that intention feels aligned. So even if I am posting artistic naked photo, you know, in my age, I love my body, I'm comfortable in my body, and I want to transmit that to others. So I hope that boldness, openness, and vulnerability will inspire others at the end. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It totally does. Thank you so much, Bibi. I love you, sister. I'm so happy we finally made this happen. And I'm just so excited that you ladies listening got to experience Bibi, and I'm sure you will be experiencing more of her from this point forward. Thank you, Bibi, for coming on the show. I love you so, so much.
Thank you, Ashley, and my pleasure, and just so happy for you, for everything happening in your life, and so happy to be a part of that. More women on the rise, more women on fire needed in this, you know, crucial moment in the history. So yeah, it feels really good to be in a company of women like you who are also on a mission to change this world. Thank you for everything you do.
Oh, thank you, Bibi. Ditto.
If this episode spoke to you, and especially if you are a driven, ambitious woman who is ready to dive deep so you can rise up to the next level and become truly unstoppable against any and all obstacles in your way, go to femaleonfire.net now. It is time to reignite that spark inside of you so you can radiate it out. Those parts of you that have been lying dormant, that you've been hiding, muting, shaming, it's time to reignite that flame inside of you so you are lit up from the inside out, irresistible, magnetic, in command of every room and every situation, and no one ever, ever forgets your name. Go to www.femaleonfire.net. That's femaleonfire.net, or click the link in the show notes to learn more. You can also shoot me a DM on Instagram that says FOF for Female on Fire now. And as always, thank you so much for listening, and especially for rating, reviewing, and sharing the episode. You're amazing. I love you. Have a powerful day.